on the phone now to Superintendent of the Waverly School District, Dr. Deborah Jones. Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I appreciate you spending a little time with me this evening. When I read the article in the Lansing State Journal this last week, I wanted to get in touch with you. And at first, when you read the article, it says that Waverly Middle Schools landed on a list of kind of low-performing schools last August. But then the story takes a turnaround when the Department of Education, Michigan Department of Education, announced that Waverly Middle School would get almost $1.5 million this year to implement a plan that came from the folks within the school, the principal and the teachers. And boy, did this story take a turn at that point, didn't it?
Absolutely. I would challenge you to think that maybe we actually took a turn the minute the school was placed on the list, because we worked very hard and had some recognition when the MEAP results for the Waverly Middle School was announced from this year's students testing. So the teachers and staff, and all the staff actually, has worked very hard this year with the students who were in our middle school this year. And it was just a bonus then to be recognized for our efforts as far as putting together a grant that was turned into the state in February, and to find out that we had actually achieved getting this grant to put even more services into our school next year was fantastic.
Well, and absolutely, I guess I didn't word that as well as you did, that getting some news and then went, wait a minute, this is not who we are, let's change this, and moving forward from there.
Absolutely. That's what I want to recognize with the Teachers Association, the WEA, as well as our administrators, change we made, and just actually the whole school coming to terms with the fact that they need to step up the game and make sure that they weren't going to be on the list again. And I'm pretty confident that the middle school will not be on the list for next year, much less the fact that hopefully for the next 3 years we will be even adding additional resources and help into the middle school if the grant's funded for the next 3 years, but at least for the next year.
Well, and in these times, as we talk routinely on this show about budget cuts in schools, and we all know with the state budget this year, schools have taken a hit. So getting a grant like this is significant for so many reasons.
Absolutely. The best addition is going to be to bring back some of our staff. We culled the best of our best and put them into the middle school for next year, which left six openings for our less senior staff to return to. So we called back six probationary teachers, six laid off teachers, and we're real proud of the fact that we have an outstanding going into the middle school, as well as an ability to call back some of our youngest and brightest.
Well, and to be able to do that, as we said, with budget issues is extraordinary. The hard work has paid off. The money is known as a site improvement grant, and as you mentioned, is renewable for 2 years. So you can look forward to improvement. Do you have to reapply for it to be renewed, or what kind of hoops do you jump through for that?
Actually, we'll be monitored and assessed all during the course of the year, kind of an audit. They're even talking about a weekly audit to make sure that what we're doing and spending the money for this year's grant that has been already approved is being done faithfully to the grant, et cetera. So we will not need to reapply for the second or third year. It all depends on whether or not the federal funding comes through for the school improvement grants for the state of Michigan. So we will receive the grant in year two and three, but only if the federal funding for this type of grant is acknowledged by the government.
Well, very good. A couple of the other, according to the article that I read, Dr. Jones, it talked about a couple of other things that this grant would help pay for, some after-school tutoring and a summer session. Are those things that the kids are looking forward to having the ability to be a part of?
Absolutely. We had already implemented the after-school tutoring. We had already implemented what we called an activity bus, which ran two nights a week, allowing students to actually take a bus home an hour and a half after school was released, rather than rely on their parents to come pick them up prior to their parents probably getting out of work, et cetera. So we had put the after-school tutoring in place on a voluntary basis by our teaching staff and our administrators and assistants. But the biggest change I would see for next year is definitely the jump start on a summer session, which we are offering a full-day session for 1 week here in August that will allow our incoming seventh graders, as well as our current seventh graders going into eighth grade, to have a little bit of a week's jump start on some of the skills that they need to be better prepared to start school and pick up some of the slack that they may have missed over the summer. We will be instituting that, as well as we're guaranteed to have this summer session the following year, because we're using this year's money to have the both summer sessions. We also adding 28 minutes on to the day, so that's an incredible amount of time given the limited time of students are in school. For all 174 days of Waverly Schools next year, the middle school students will have an additional almost half hour of instruction on a daily basis. So we're excited about that aspect of the after-school tutoring program. We're also excited about the extensions we're going to do. We are going to use the money to provide extended services for students who are on level and don't need a remediation program, but are actually working toward maybe a higher higher achievement in some of their skill areas that they are already on target for, extending their education above and beyond the seventh and eighth grade level.
Well, it's good work rewarded, and I know it already. We've heard what good use you're going to put the grant money to. Congratulations on that, and to the Waverly School District for making these changes.
We're very proud of that, and look forward to continuing to serve the community.
Absolutely. The kids certainly will benefit from this. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Have a good evening.
You as well. We've